in the book of St. John. Amen. Chapter 10, verse number 10. Amen. John 10 and 10. Amen. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. Would you pray with me tonight? Father, I thank you for the Word of God that is a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet, marrow to our bones, the life of God in us, the Word of God springing into everlasting life by the touch of the Spirit. For I heard you say the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life, making manifest the will of God, springing forth, God giving us, God, hope, giving us, God, energy and to walk, ability, sir, to walk in that which you have ordained. God giving us strength and courage, oh, hallelujah, and peace in the process. May your will be done. May we speak as the oracle of thee, and may God your will be done in every life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We're living in a time when I've never seen the lack of, in politics, of the skeptics about God and His Word. Amen. And I realize that a lot of that has been brought on by people, amen, practicing Pharisaical religion. Amen. Just having a profession and no possession. It leads to bad things. Amen. I've said for years that those liberal churches, amen, who embrace all kinds of lies and want to, amen, go against the Word of God are going to cause, amen, folks who believe God's Word a lot of trouble down the road, because they're going to, the world system is going to use that, amen, and say, well, these folks are Christians over here, and they're not bigots like you. Amen, come on. Nowadays we've arrived at a time if you disagree with somebody's simple living, then you become a bigot. Amen. Well, I'll gladly wear that badge if that's what that means. Amen. But it's not being a bigot. Amen. I'm just in agreement with God. Amen. And by the way, I want to keep on agreeing with God, because there's coming a time down the road, mate, it may be a lot sooner than a lot of folks think. It's going to be very important to be in agreement with God. Hello? I hate to tell them folks who are in disagreement with Him that it's going to be very bad for them in the judgment. Amen. I want to hear Him say, well done. Amen. Thou good and faithful servant. Amen. I don't want to hear them other words. It's going to ring forever in horror the ears of mankind. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Amen. I'm the one you said didn't exist. And behold, I'm telling you, you have decided your destiny. Now I'm going to send you to it. Amen. I want to be on the other side. It says, enter thou into the joys of thy Lord. Amen. My. Amen. And you know what? Whosoever will can hear that if they want to hear it. Amen. I realize that if you, by statistical analysis alone, if you say because some people are hypocrites then God don't exist, you can't. That's not even a logical statement. Amen. There are hypocritical things in everything in life. Amen. There are things that are backwards. Amen. I can tell you there's definitely one hypocritical things in politics. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Just because someone, amen, or some organization wants to splinter off and go against God doesn't mean that God hadn't said, amen, what He means in His Word. Hello? And I heard Him say, and the books were open. Amen. There's 66 of them in there. Amen. And I heard Him say another book was open, which was the book of life. And everybody's name, whose name was not found in the book of life, was cast into that lake of fire. Hello? Come on. Amen. I won't make sure my name's written down. Every time I think about that, I think about what Brother Ronald Hobby said many years ago about that big old boy come down that all looked like he's toting the world and all of his problems on his shoulders. Amen. Couldn't hardly walk. Looked like he's weighted down. But within a few minutes of praying, he's got up and looked like one of them bears dancing around at that circus there. He's dancing on his toes. Looked like he's about to float off. Amen. They asked him, what was the difference? And I seen a great big hand write my name down. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus said, rejoice not that the devils are subject unto you, but rather, He said, I say unto you, rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. So here in John 10:10, Jesus is setting forth, amen, a very clear statement. Amen. And that's one that people seem to forget today an awful lot. Amen. He's setting forth that there is a devil. That there is, that Lucifer is real. And that Lucifer has a mission. Amen. And by the way, he is zealous in seeing that mission. Hello? And he said, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Amen. Listen, it is a progressive work that the devil is after. He ain't come to even do you in right away. He don't have to worry about that. He'll take you an inch at a time. Matter of fact, he finds that is probably the best, modus operandi that he can have. It's easier. That old saying, they couldn't never throw that ball. They was trying to kill that frog, and they throw him in that hot water, and he'd jump out. But they put him in tepid water. Amen. Where he said, everything seems well, and they turned on the fire, boiled that frog to death. Amen. Come on. That's the way that the devil decides to work on, amen, people that he's trying to get their salvation. Amen. He slowly, by increment, takes away until he has destroyed you entirely. Come on with Brother Joe. And let Brother Joe tell you something. The thief has no mercy. Amen. You don't believe that? Take a look around you and read the news and look at the people, young, old, poor, amen, indigent, don't matter what. The devil doesn't care who they are, doesn't care if it's children, amen, whatever else. He's just out to destroy. Amen. He is a destroyer. Amen. But I love the interjection. Amen. I am come, Jesus said, that they might have life. And that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. I'd like to tell that to the world tonight. Which one of those two, amen, do you want? Amen. The stealer, amen. Amen. The killer and the destroyer. Do you want the one that gives life? Amen. Oh, which one do you want? Amen. That old song, I believe the Dixie Echoes sung it many years ago. I'll take Jesus. Amen. Oh, I've tried those earthly pleasures and they've failed. Amen. My. When I reach the gates of heaven and I hear the Master say, amen. My. I want to tell you something. It's going to be worth everything then. Amen. It's going to be the most wonderful decision man's ever made. I'll take you, Lord. I'll walk with you. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. Amen. So here Jesus outlines this. Amen. I want to look at what the devil's operation, how that he works. Amen. I want us to see that he is not up front. He does not come honest working on you and I, but he comes, amen, in a subtle fashion. The Word of God says, amen, that the serpent, amen, was the most subtle of creatures that was in the garden. And so that serpent, Lucifer, in the form of that serpent, comes to Eve. Amen. And he comes to her, amen, in that subtle means. What does the word subtle mean, Brother Joe? It means not having, not being full forward with what he's doing. Amen. He's got a sub, amen. He's got other motives rather than what he indicates that he has. He comes trying to act like he's concerned about Eve, amen, and her condition and her life and her being blessed and this and that and the other. Amen. Come on. I heard Brother David Talbert preach a message many years ago. Beware of a friendly devil. Amen. That devil is not concerned about your welfare. Amen. In the sense that he wants to preserve it. He's concerned about it in that he wants to destroy it. Amen. The devil is always out to destroy. Amen. What Jesus said about Lucifer is very, very true. Amen. He'll take, the lives of the innocent. Amen. If he can get more than one in the deal, he is quite happy to have it so. Amen. We live in a world, listen, and Brother Joe tells us, amen, man's not capable of dealing against that devil alone. Amen. But I can tell you, he can have somebody. Amen. That can help him overcome, amen, the enemy of his soul. Hallelujah. Amen. So the word steal means to take away. Amen. By fear or take away by stealth. Amen. Or by theft or by take away by stealth. stealth means to sneak up, to slip in, amen, and to take something when person is unaware that something is being taken from them. Amen. You know, the thieves all like to work in the dark. Amen. I know we've about come to where my daddy used to say it's about got where folks to steal the horns off a billy goat in broad daylight. Amen. That's getting bad, but it's the truth. Amen. I seen my daughter's work over there, and I heard that, that Brother Lester Black's camper got stole over yonder. Amen. Right out of Plainside over, I believe it was sitting somewhere in this community. Right down the road from Brother Stan, and somebody just took it and run off with it. Amen. Take something that doesn't belong to them. Amen. Come on. We're living in that kind of day. Amen. So the thief cometh not but for to steal. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. He cannot take from you and I. Amen. If we won't let him. Amen. That's why Jesus said, amen, if the good man of the house were to know what hour the thief was coming, he'd have been awake. He'd have been vigilant. Amen. That's why Peter writes by the Holy Ghost and says, be vigilant, be wary, for your adversary, the thief, the devil, amen, he cometh as a roaring lion. He comes like a thief in the night. He's come to steal from you. Amen. Come on. And listen, if you and I get slack, amen, and we get down on our guard, amen, the devil will come and he will steal from us. Amen. Listen, he stole a lot. Oh, he won't steal from me, preacher. Amen. He stole from a lot of people in life. Amen. I can tell you he's stealing things from children of God every day. Come on with me. I said he's stealing every day that rolls over. Amen. If you and I will allow that thief. Amen. I'll never forget. Amen. Brother Jackie Parks and what he said in the pulpit many years ago. Amen. What he was in his earlier life. Said if I rode by your house and you didn't have it chained down. Amen. I thought you wanted me to have it. Come on. Believe you me, the devil don't care if you got it chained down. You leave one little slack instance and he'll take from you what you have. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. He's taken, amen, he's taken, amen, practically a generation. Hello? We can say what we want to. Amen. He's stolen most of a generation in the last several years. He stole them. Somebody got careless. Amen. Somebody forgot to show the folks the way back across the river, and the devil's led them astray. Amen. Come on. He's a thief. Amen. He cometh not. Amen. In other words, that word term cometh not. He comes with one purpose of that purpose only. He ain't come to, amen, to help anybody out. He's come to help them out of what they got. Amen. He's come to relieve you of what God's blessed you with. Amen. Listen. Amen. I can tell you something. Gideon. Amen. I thank God for Gideon. Gideon didn't consider himself to be a brave man. Amen. But I can tell you, thank God, amen, that he had more than a lot of folks in his day. They worked all summer. Amen. All spring long, brother. Amen. To plant that crop and to grow that crop. And when the crop got ready to be harvested, up comes the Midianites, amen, from out of the valley and steals what the children of Israel have labored and worked for. Finally, Gideon got him enough of it. Amen. Baal worship was at an all-time high. Amen. And old Gideon decides he's going to, amen, go back to doing what he knows to do. Thank God for somebody, amen, that got up a little bit of gumption. Amen. So Gideon goes and he cuts down that grove around that altar. Amen. And he uses that wood. Amen. And builds a fire and offers an offering unto God. Amen. Well, amen, I want to tell you something. You start obeying God and the devil's crowd going to get stirred up. Hello? Along comes the worshipers of Baal. Amen. They done got all upset. Because there's old Gideon up there burning, amen, an altar, amen, offering sacrifice unto God, and he's offended Baal. Come on with Brother Joe. I think the devil ought to be offended every day. Amen. I said he ought to be just absolutely offended. Amen. I can tell you, I don't think there's anything better than the devil to be hair-lipped. Amen. You ask me about it. Amen. I would to God. Amen. He's offended on the right and the left. And I hate to tell that crowd on TBN, he ain't been in no phone booth dialing 911 either. Amen. If anybody been in that phone booth, it should have been. It's the children of God should have been dialing 911 saying, Lord, would you come on and help us? Amen. Hallelujah. So, Gideon. Amen. I do appreciate Gideon's father. Amen.
when they come to Gideon's house, knocks on the door, and Gideon's father answered, they want Gideon, amen, brought out and delivered over to them because old Baal's offended, and they're going to take care of Baal's, amen, light work. They're going to do away with Gideon, amen. And Gideon's father said, if Baal's God, why don't you let old Baal, amen, take care of Gideon? Come on, my brother Joe. It ain't hard to tell when somebody's got a false God. Amen. You know why? They got to do the, amen, they got to do the dirty work. Hello? Amen. But my God said, amen, I'll repay them to their face. Amen. I'll take care of it. Listen, he said, vengeance is mine. Amen. God belongs. Amen. He owns that vengeance. He hadn't had anybody go take it. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, God's real. Men can slight him all they want to. Amen. He's merciful. He's gracious. He's long-suffering. Amen. Not willing that any should perish. But if you keep on doing it, after a while, you'll send away your days of grace. Amen. You'll lay in a casket and you'll reap what you sowed. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. Thief cometh not. He comes to steal. Amen. What did Satan the thief do? Genesis 1 and 1. We done said he was more subtle than any beast of the field. And he comes to Eve and he asks her this question. Yea, hath God said? Amen. Did God really mean what he said in his word? You know why we got umpteen translations, if you will, amen, of the Bible today? Because the devil has been working really hard trying to do away with the Word of God. Amen. I know Brother Joel gets probably a lot of flack, and I know some folks that claim to be highly intelligent, amen, that claim, amen, undoubtedly that words don't matter and that God's Word don't matter. Somebody somewhere is missing the point a million miles. I'm going to tell you something. Words matter, and God's Word matter especially. Amen. He that taketh, out of this book hath removed his part from the Lamb's book of life. Well, oh, Brother Joel, that only, amen, pertains to the book of Revelation. Amen. Then you're telling me that Revelation is the only divinely inspired book in the whole of the Bible. Brother Joseph begs to differ with you. Amen. All of it's divinely inspired. Amen. And if you remove from that book, amen, God said you remove your name out of the Lamb's book of life. Amen. If you add to it, God said he'll add the plagues that are in that book. Amen. Come on. The only reason the devil, listen, that devil's after something. Amen. If he can change what God, amen, you think God said he can rob from you. Amen. I can tell you, we got a world, like even a church world that's ate up with, amen, the pursuit of knowledge. Amen. Brother Joe's not against knowledge. As long as knowledge is not being worshipped. Amen. Come on. Amen. I believe that. Amen. What did God? What did God say? That my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Amen. Come on. You know why they were destroyed? Because he said they rejected it. Amen. God, listen. You could call a prophecy conference and when you can have every kind of person in the world. Amen. That wants to learn something new. They think. Amen. Come on, with Brother Joe. But you sit down. Amen. And begin to tell them what they really need to know about being ready for eternity. Hey, you want to hear that? I was reading, amen, Brother Austin T. Sparks, amen, the School of Christ, amen. He said, I was at, he was at a meeting in Germany, amen, and there they were. He said they had the speakers up on stage. He's the rehashing. Amen. The Roman Empire being revived. Amen. I know everybody has decided, you know, years ago that, amen, Rome was going to be the, amen, the reviver, and all of that's going to come about. And, amen, going to wind up being the Antichrist coming out of that. Amen. He said everybody's got their pens out, their papers out. Amen. And they're taking notes. Amen. Come time for Brother Sparks to preach, he took a text out of John. Amen. First John, I believe it is. It says, every man that hath this hope in him, let him purify himself even as he is pure. Amen. What'd they do? They put away the pens. They put away the notebooks. And after a while, most of them went away. Oh, Brother Sparks is saying, amen, you're going to have to prepare for that. Amen. And you better be ready. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Jesus. Amen. The disciples have come to him and said, Lord, what are the signs of the end? And when shall these things be? And Jesus, of course, we read in Luke chapter 21, the Olivet Discourse. Amen. In Matthew chapter 21, 24, amen, we read, amen, Jesus begins to mark the end times. Amen. But while he's doing that, suddenly in the middle of all of that, he stops and says, but be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. My, in the book of Luke, it rendered this, be ye ready also. While you look on all these things, while you observe, make sure that you're ready. Come on, Brother Joe. I want to tell you a little secret. If folks would be more concerned about what does God want me to do, amen, and following Christ, amen, right now, amen, they wouldn't have to get all caught up in all that. All of that take care of itself. Brother Joe, you mean that you are against eschatology? No. Amen. I'm all, but listen, I'll tell you what I am against. I'm against all these folks writing all these speculative books and selling it as the verbatim Word of God. Amen. When all that they've done, amen, is mixed a bunch of scriptures together and tried to prognosticate something that they do not know. Amen. That goes along with 88 reasons why he's coming in 88 and all them other. Amen. We've had more of these folks declaring, you know, the blood moons, and I mean, you can find all kind of folks that just die hard interest in all that. Amen. But you know what? They're not interested in. They're not interested in having a prayer meeting. They're not interested in intercessory prayer. They're not interested in seeking God. They're not interested in getting a deeper walk. Amen. They're too busy trying to learn something. And you know what the Bible says? Come on, it indicts that generation when it says that the last days, what? Hey, when he finishes, Paul finishes, amen, by the Holy Ghost, amen, with that young preacher Timothy, and he finishes outlining what the characteristics are and the actions are of the latter-day church. He said, ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Uh-oh. Hey, man, I want to tell you something. Hey, going to folks still be trying to learn something when the Lord's coming? Amen. And coming gold. Listen, amen. I want to tell you something. I want to know Him. That's the important thing. Let me tell you again. I want to know Him. Amen. If I know Him, I know everything I need to know. Amen to God. Whether I know all the, amen, manner of prophecy or not. Amen. I can tell you something. I made an aggravated a few people years ago. Amen. When they got upset because they wanted to do a study in Revelation, I said, I think we ought to get the book of John down first. We ought to get the Gospels. And we ought to get the epistles to the early church. Amen. We ought to get all that. We ought to get the Word of God. Amen. About how to live for God, how to serve God. We ought to have all that under our belt first. Amen. You know, you don't put the roof on the house. Amen. Until you get the foundation, the walls built up. Amen. We got to keep things in perspective. Amen. Let me hurry. So the enemy comes to steal. Amen. How did he do it? He become discrediting the Word of God. Amen. Listen. Amen. God never introduces doubt. Matter of fact, God condemns doubt and unbelief. Amen. So that enemy comes. What does he come do? He comes sowing doubt and unbelief. If he can get Eve not to believe what God said, come on. The first step, amen, is that the enemy must convince someone that God did not say or didn't mean what he said. If that enemy can do that to a person, he has got them on the track for their destruction. Amen. And I know people that just absolutely don't think it's just nothing wrong with people twisting Bibles and calling them translations when they're transliterations, which means it's somebody's interpretation of what the Bible said. If you want to take a Bible on somebody else's opinion, you go ahead. But Brother Joe ain't going to do that. Amen. I want a word-for-word translation as near as possible as I can get it. I want men who strove over that, amen, and sweated over that, amen, to come to the nearest thing that they could even come in my language to what God said. You know what God told me many years ago? God said, I'll back up my word. But I will not back up what they said I said. Hello? Come on. Amen. You listen. If you're going to, you get to court, amen, you're a witness and you say, well, so-and-so told me this. We don't need you. You can go on down the road. Amen. If you didn't see it and hear it yourself, you ain't no witness. Amen. Come on. What you saying, Brother Joe? I'm going to simply say, listen, ain't nobody can be saved for you. Ain't nobody can live the Christian life for you or for me. Amen. Therefore, Amen. I want absolute. I want the absolute best I can get. Amen. I want the honest of God, pure blood of the grape. I want the truth of God. Amen. Glory to God, because I'm going to tell you, I consider my eternity highly important. Amen. I've never seen the like of, amen, hypocritical actions as we had in the last 10 to 20, 30 years in the Pentecostal ranks. Amen. In the 50s, amen, the charismatics come out. Amen. The assembly said it's a false movement. Amen. 10 or 15 years down the road when they thought it was growing a little bit and they thought maybe it might be profitable. Hello. Amen. They had a little change of heart. Amen. Some things went down. It didn't look so good. They called it back again. Said, no, we don't think it is. Amen. A few years later, when it got to prosper again, what did they do? They went back. And we don't have to embrace it. We got so bad. Amen. Come on. That several years ago, amen, offered a man named Benny Hinn license and ordination with the sins of God. Amen. Here's a man that is in open, amen, rebellion against the Scriptures. Say what we want. Somebody missed the mark. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, God, amen, the Holy Ghost does not, amen, I want to say He does not, amen, glorify flesh in any measure. Amen. Ain't nobody blowing no Holy Ghost out of His mouth. That's sacrilege. That's heresy. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. That's total insurrection against God. Amen. I know the Spirit of God abides on a person, but I can tell you what, God ain't sent no man nowhere to be glorified. There's only one man the Holy Ghost glorifies, and His name is Jesus. Ah! Oh, glory! Glory to God. Yeah. Ooh. Hallelujah. Behold, beware, I say unto thee, of a devil. Have I not branded him as a liar, saith the Lord, and the father of all lies? And behold, have I not made it clear by my word that the truth is not in him, saith the Lord. Therefore, give no heed to the lies of the enemy. Behold, brother, set your affection on things above and set your ear to hear the word of an almighty God and turn a deaf ear to the enemy and put him behind you, saith the Lord. Amen. Nowhere in the Word of God does God want me to have an argument with the devil. The only thing God's ever given you and I to say to the devil is get behind me, Satan. Amen. If you go into a conversation with him, you're setting yourself up to lose before you get started. Amen? I've had the devil ride my shoulder. Come on, I'm sure he's rode yours. He's rode mine about what I'm going to do to your youngest, what I'm going to do to this, and what I'm going to do to that. Come on. And listen, and he'll do that as long as you let him. Come on. I'm going to tell you, there comes a time, like Brother, amen, like, amen, I'm telling you that, if Brother McGraw, amen, McDonald said, brother, you're going to have to come off that wall, amen, and put the devil where he belongs, amen, hallelujah, amen, you're going to have to tell the devil, look here, I've committed it all to God, now you do what you think you can, amen, you know what, I found every time I bow my head and praise the Lord. I said, I'm sorry I let that devil ride my shoulder this long. Amen. I beg your forgiveness for, amen, for me. Amen. Allowing that to happen. Now, Lord, I commit it all unto you. Amen. I trust you. And then I turn and say, now, Lucifer, you do what you can. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. My Bible said, submit yourself therefore unto God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen. Listen, I can't mess around with that thief. He'll steal what you got. Amen. You know, you don't play around with a thief. Amen. He'll rob you. Amen. Before you even know you've been robbed, hardly. Amen. We've got folks that, amen, I'm telling you, sometimes, you know, the devil will say to you, especially if, amen, you get somebody come, you preach a hard message, amen, he'll ride your back and say, you shouldn't have preached that hard, amen, you're going to run so-and-so off, blah, blah, you're going to run this off, you go, come on with me, amen, he'll try to get you to, amen, to slide somewhere in the middle of something. Listen to Brother Joe, I want to tell you, he's a liar. And if a person's not hunting the truth, they're not hunting liberty. You understand that with Brother Joe. When I come on Sunday morning, amen, God got me under conviction. Amen, I agreed with God 100%. Amen. He's dead right. I'm wrong. God's right. Amen. Listen, unless a man or a woman comes there, they cannot repent. You understand something with Brother Joe? Until I agree that God is absolutely right and I'm wrong, I simply cannot repent to the degree that God will accept it. Amen. Brother Charles Grandison Benny preached a whole message on true and false repentance in the 1800s, to which a lot of people got severely angry at him. But the man is telling the gospel truth. But he said, if you repent, amen, and glory to God, and be honest with God, God will grab the hyssop up, amen, Jesus will, and He'll sprinkle you, amen, clean, glory to God, hallelujah. And that, behold, that's the whole reason for repentance. I repent of that, Lord. I don't want it. I hate it. Amen. Oh, it's separating you from me, God. I don't want that. What the book of Isaiah said, your sins are separating between you and your God. Amen. Listen, we've come to a world that tries to teach you. Amen. Or a church world that tries to teach you can have God and the world at the same time. No problem. That ain't what that book said. Amen. No man can serve two masters. Amen. He'll love one, hate the other, or vice versa. Amen. No one can serve God and the word of God uses the word mammon. By the way, the word mammon is earthly, fleshly lust. Hello, Mr. Butterjig. You can't serve God and mammon. Scriptures are not progressive. Hello? Amen. They're forever settled in heaven. Amen. Don't matter what you, if your lifestyle's against that word. Amen. Whether it's homosexuality. Amen. Whether it's, running around with women. Amen. Or running around with men. Or whether it's stealing. Or amen. Whatever that it is. He's wrong.
Listen. Brother Joe would anger some people, but this is the gospel truth. For these organizations who want to drag homosexuals in the pulpit, why don't you go get you a murderer off a death row and put them in the pulpit? You're doing the same thing. Sin is sin. Hello? Sinners are sinners. Amen. You're not doing it. Why don't you go and get you a good embezzler and a thief? Set them, amen, in your pulpit. Same thing. Amen. You see, oh no. Amen. We won't want to upset nobody's apple cart. Come on. I want to tell you, y'all are upset one apple cart, and it's not the one that you want upset. Amen. When his apple cart gets upset, it is not nice. Amen. Come on. I don't want to get crossways with God. Amen. Let me hurry. Jesus said that they've come but for to steal. Listen, if he can steal the word of God, amen, if he can rob you and I of our faith. Hello? And by the way, faith is a multi-pronged word, amen, and a multi-dimensional word. What do you mean by that, Brother Joe? Faith is a system of belief, amen, and faith also is a verb. If you got real faith, you know what it does? James says, you show me your faith without words, I'll show you my faith by my works. And James further then goes on and says that faith without works is dead, being alone. What does that mean, Brother Joe? Faith that doesn't produce action is not real faith. Hello? If I say I believe God and I don't obey God, guess what? Brother Joe's been lying about the faith business. Hello? He just says he loves God and he said he breaks his commandments. What did John say that he was? He said he was a liar. Amen. You can't, Brother Joe, that's kind of blunt. Amen. That's what that word of God is. I'm telling you, it may be blunt, but it's sharp. Amen. It'll cut all the way to where you live at. Amen. Open you up. Amen. I'm telling you, God looks through and through it all. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. If the devil can steal, amen, your faith, he will kill your faith. If he can steal God's word, he'll destroy your faith. You know what's wrong with modern Christianity? I sat down and I had highest respect for a man that helped me to do the IRS application for the non-exempt status for the church. Because it's a rather complicated affair. Amen. Maybe I could get through the next one after he helped me through that one, but I'm not in hankering to do it again. Amen. But his faith, amen, is still in battles. Amen, still having uproars.
I admired his, their stand, that he said, we're going to fight, amen, to keep, amen, our church in the Word of God. He said, I admire that. I said, amen. I said, I can tell you, either you're going to have to fight or you're going to have to depart. Amen. And I said, it's going to come a time you may still have to depart. Amen. But I honor, I have a respect for people who will stand their ground, amen, on the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, Brother Joe. That devil's come. He's trying to say, amen, did God really say something? Amen. Did God really mean what He said? Well, let me just tell you this. If you come to the conclusion that God didn't really mean what He said, then I'm afraid that salvation and hope for you is gone. Hello? The Apostle Paul said, if I had hope in this life only, I'd be of all men most miserable. If I don't believe that God meant what He said, then how can I believe that God, amen, is going to save me? How can I believe that God's going to prepare me a home in heaven if I don't believe that God tells the truth? Amen. Listen. Amen. That's you can say what you want to. Amen. There, the devil is hard at work. Amen. Twisting the Word of God around, trying to produce confusion. Come on. You know why the devil wants confusion? Amen. So that men will begin to doubt God. Jesus, every time His apostles, amen, made mistakes and didn't obey Him, He said, oh, ye of little faith, wherein did you doubt? Somewhere along the line, they took somebody else's word and give it more credence than they did God's word. Amen? Come on, my Brother Joe. Amen. If you and I believe God, what does the Word of God say about that fact? It said, let God be the truth and every man a liar. Amen. And when I say that, I can remember what Brother Clendenin said to the, amen, to that educated lady that told him, amen, that no whale could swallow a man. She forgot to read in that book that God said He prepared a fish. Then the New Testament calls Him a whale. Amen. God prepared. You know, sometimes people just act like poor old God. He just can't do anything. Amen. But I find that that God was the creator of all of the things that we see. God ain't got no problem preparing Him a special fish to swallow old Jonah. Come on. God ain't got no problem with hanging Him a special star. Amen. Out for His only begotten Son. Hello? He spoke the world into existence. Man, why can't He do it? Amen. You mean God can only do it one time and He can't do it no more? I'm reading where God's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. Amen. Down the road. So I think God's still able to do what He done the first time. Come on. Woo! Amen. He said He's going to make a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Amen. Going to fold, going to roll that scroll shut on that old, amen, we're going to burn it with a perfect heat and going to open up a whole brand new one. Amen. So, amen, so she comes down to Him after that, after He preached and said, you know, a whale can't swallow a man. And you had to know Brother B.H. Clendenin. Did she ever pour? That's kind of like somebody confronting Brother David Talbert. Amen, quite blunt. Amen. Listen, she said, lady, I believe that book if it said Jonah swallowed the whale. Amen. Come on. And I think that's the way it ought to be. And while I'm there, I might as well just tell this story. Amen. While I'm on Jonah. Amen. The teachers asked the class. Amen. The young class. I forgot how old maybe the story went. Amen. To draw a picture concerning their favorite story. Well, this little girl, she draws a picture. Amen. Of Jonah and the whale. And that teacher, boy, she spots that and she lays into her. You know a whale can't swallow a man. Amen. So that little girl said that one did. Amen. She said, she said, you don't know better than that. And that little girl said, I'll tell you what. When I get to heaven, I'm going to ask Jonah about that. And that teacher quipped off, well, what if Jonah ain't there? She said, in that case, you can ask him. Amen. Oh, hell, glory to God. Amen. Amen. That's right where you're headed. You don't believe God's word, you can't be headed to the same place I'm headed. Amen. Listen, I don't care what anybody says. When you deviate from this book, I want to tell you a little secret. Amen. If you deviate off from that book and somebody else is walking in it, both of them ain't headed to the same place. If you take a map and you remark that map and you change it up Amen. One's using one, one using the other. I got a little news for you. Both ain't going the same place. Hello? Come on, Brother Joe. We got folks today that try to tell somebody, amen, that everything, that it's all right. Amen. Don't matter how much the Word of God's twisted, marred. Amen. Everybody's still going to the same heaven. I said, oh, let Brother Joe tell you, that is not the case. Amen. If I get to heaven, I like that old song I sung years ago. I'm using my Bible for a road map. Amen. I want to tell you something. God give us the Word of God. It come at a high price. It costs men, amen, and women their lives, amen, and their fortunes, amen. But I'm telling you, God, amen, wanted man to know what His Word said. And God didn't do that because He's just, amen, wanting to talk. He done it because He's trying to save mankind. I got to hurry. Amen. Steal and kill. We done pretty much got to kill. Amen. If He can steal God's Word from you and I, then He can kill our faith. If He kills your faith, He has destroyed your salvation. You may still be religious. You may still pretend. You may still go through motions. Come on with Brother Joe. I want to tell you something. You will not have the genuine goods of God, amen, if we don't walk in His Word. Amen. You can't prove to me any way, shape, or form by logic or by any other measure that you can do that. Amen. That's why the devil, amen, listen, the devil is more afraid of the Word of God than most people who claim to love God. You don't believe that, huh? Amen. Take a look at what's happened. Take a look at what happens day by day. I mean, listen, I thank God. Amen. For that woman who stood up there in Pennsylvania in that House of Representatives and prayed. Mine, I want to tell you, that woman prayed a prayer. She said, I pray a prayer like I pray every day. I said, thank God. Wasn't no special prayer. I said, like I pray. Amen. I mean to tell you, they was having hissy fits on the left and on the right. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. Oh, come on. I want to tell you something. That God she's praying to that you think is a fraud. Amen. He's sitting on heaven's throne. Hello. Earth is His footstool. Amen. Hey, come on. He's appointed a time. Amen. Like Paul said to those folks, amen, at Rome. Amen. He's appointed a time that man, Jesus Christ, He's going to judge the world. I read in my Bible, amen, that great white throne judgment, amen, from Him whose face the heavens and the earth has fled away from. Amen. Jesus is sitting on that throne. He has procured salvation. Amen. My right arm, amen, it sustained me. He says in the 63rd chapter of the book of Isaiah, amen to God, I tread the winepress alone. Hey, amen. And He's earned the right to sit in judgment. My. Glory. Glory to God. Behold, I will keep my word, saith the Lord. Yea, have I spoken, and shall I not bring it to pass? Yea, I say unto thee, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall abide forever. Behold, I say unto thee, mark ye well, oh, I say unto thee, buy the truth and sell it not. Behold, set your affection on things above. Set your feet upon the solid foundation of the Word of God. Walk therein, abide therein. And I say unto thee that thou shalt be secure in thy eternity. And behold, for I will bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, saith the Lord. And I will set my hand against iniquity. Behold, but to the righteous shall I say, well done, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. It's impossible to be righteous outside of Christ. Amen. We got a world that wants to mock at folks who actually believes in a real God. Amen. Let them mock. Amen. Let them sneer. Amen. I realize that they've got a lot of people helping them be cynical. Amen. A lot of hypocritical people that profess to be, amen, the same service of God that folks who believe that book are, yet they don't believe. What did Jesus say? They are those who, amen, that say they are Jews and are not. Amen. Frauds, that's what they are. Amen to God. They don't really believe. They just religious. They garb themselves in religious robes. Amen. But inwardly they're raven wolves. Amen. Thank God there's some real, though. Hallelujah. I said, thank God there's some real. And I'm fixing to close shortly here. Amen. What else does Satan do? First, Satan asked her, yea, hath God said? Then he said, amen, thou shalt not surely die. Satan knew that Eve was not going to die a natural death, and that Adam was not going to die a natural death. But he knew they were going to die a spiritual one. Amen. You see, we got these folks now, we got a really mixed up world. They don't know how to handle children anymore. You know why they don't know how to handle children? Because they don't believe that book. Come on. That's just the facts. Amen. Either they're lost and undone, and they're selfish. Amen. They're hateful. Amen. Don't care about their children. Amen. My children, amen, my girls work with children every day. Amen. They learn something. That if you love people, amen, come on. Some children got problems because these problems, where they're coming from. Come on. Them people, whether they believe it or not, them children are actually looking for love, for discipline, and for a life that is set in some reality. Amen. My. I thought about it. I went over there and I read that story. Amen. About Zacchaeus and told how Zacchaeus was a tax collector and how he had, amen, he stole, you know. And I had a little boy there. He was running around bunches. And he said, I didn't take anything. I said, ain't it good? You can read that Bible story in that class and, amen, conviction just even gets all over them little kids. Hello? And they honest about it. It's kind of just spout set out, you know. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. That's where adults fail at many times. Amen. They just try to cover sin with sin, pull it with a cart rope. Amen. Try to hide it over here. Amen. God's looking at it all along. I mean, ain't nothing hid from God. Amen. But the reason that we are where we are is because men and women don't believe what God said. Man's born dead in trespasses and sins. What does that mean, Brother Joe? It means that those children are born capable of committing any sin under the sun. You don't have to teach a child to be sinful. It comes natural. Just natural. Thank you, Jesus. Behold, I say unto thee, to them who will not believe my word, there are serious ramifications that shall befall them, saith the Lord, because it is the natural progression of things that we'll pursue. Sin never lies dormant. It heateth like a canker, and it burneth like a fire. Behold, and if sin is not checked, it will burn until it has consumed all that is to be consumed, saith the Lord. I have sent the only remedy against sin. It is the Lamb of God, the blood of Jesus Christ, and the Spirit of God abiding in the heart of man is the only remedy for sin, saith the Lord. Listen, I'm going back at what I said, Old Testament, amen, language. If you walk in my statutes, keep my commandments, God said. Amen. What did he tell the children of Israel? Amen. He said, I'll bless you. Amen. I'll remove the curse. I'll cause you to be the head, not the tail. Amen. I'll give you victory over your enemies. Amen. I'll cause you to be really free. Amen. But if you don't do what I said and you walk in unbelief, guess what? The opposite is going to happen. Amen. You know why? Amen. We have the troubles that we have. If everybody in this nation would believe that word tonight and obey God, you talk about a serious change of climate that would take place in a short amount of time. Amen. Don Sheldon wrote that series of newspaper articles in his steps. It's put in a book form. That was just speculation, Brother Joe. I believe that's just a scratch of the surface to what it would have been. To read that book and make you weep. Would to God. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, I could wish myself accursed if my brethren would be convinced of this Christ. Amen. You talk about a man loving somebody. He said, I could wish myself to go to hell if my kindred would come to the knowledge of the truth. That's real love. Amen. It's because of the Word of God not being, amen, listened to and believed. Amen. It has serious ramifications. Amen. It has ramifications that happen now and has even more serious ramifications in eternity. Amen. Yes. Man will reap, amen, what he sows. It is an unbroken law. Amen. Somebody said something the other day about somebody doing this and that and the other, and they was this was happening, that was happening. I said, "You, if you sow that, you reap it." Let me, Brother Joe, just tell you, what you sow, you reap back in greater quantity than what you sowed it in. Sowed to the wind, Hosea says, you reap the whirlwind. Amen. I'm going to hurry and close. To steal, to kill, and to eventually destroy. So when Satan has set forth the second lie, amen, Eve begins to help Lucifer out. She said, even after the first statement that he made, thou shalt not touch it, she said. Handle it. Listen, God later said those words in the New Testament. Why? Because Eve had introduced another whole means. She helped the devil out. She changed the word of God and said, touch. God never said touch. He said, at the moment and the hour that you partake of that, you're going to die. God never said touch it. So when Eve said touch it, she changed the word of God. And when she touched it, nothing happened. She even has not died spiritually yet. So she helped deceive her own self. Amen. Come on. When you change the word of God, you know what people are doing? They are helping to deceive their own self. What did the Word of God say? That in the last days that men would wrest the Scriptures to their own destruction. Hello? And we are seeing that unfold in living color. Amen. And so when she helped him out, that ticket, and then Satan, he's used, amen, that lust of the eye. Amen. And then she's come on, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and then the pride of life. God knows that when you eat that, oh, God is withholding from you. He's treating you bad. I want to tell you something. The Apostle Paul straightens that out real clear. After that, he hath given us his Son. Shall he not freely give us all things? God is not, he said, what did God say? I will not withhold any good thing from them that walk uprightly before me. Amen. And keep my commandments. God said, I won't withhold nothing. Amen. So God's not withholding. So God knows that when you eat that, you'll be like him, knowing good from evil. And yet, they partook of that fruit. And death ensued. And not only did it ensue upon Adam and Eve, it ensued upon every man, woman, boy, and girl. Amen. Now, I've got to get to the last one. I'm going to close here. But Jesus said, but I am come. Thank God. He's come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Amen. Thank God for the hope that we have in Christ. Amen. Let Brother Joe just say this. If I will take God's word, amen, and apply it to my heart, amen, and let God live in me and let God live in you like God wants us to live. Amen. I want to tell you something. God will transform. God will change. Amen. God will, amen, cause people, amen, that without Him could never, amen, be holy or righteous, amen, or any of those things, to live and walk in a righteous, holy, godly life. Amen. But that's what the whole thing we read this morning, the end of the commandment is, amen, what? Amen, charity, out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith that is unfeigned. That's what God's after. And what God is after is because that God has made the way that it can happen. Amen. The only thing that hinders that is if we let the enemy steal from us what God has given us. Amen. Day by day, moment by moment, you hear Brother Joe, people are letting the devil steal from them. We let the devil steal from us. The Kraft family sung a song. I want to take back what the devil stole from me. I would to God that a whole lot of people would get that mentality and get in that altar and say, I'm going to take back. I'm going to have what God said I can have. That's not being lustful. Come on, Brother Joe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Behold, I have great things, saith the Lord, and for mankind, and behold, but they would hearken to my voice. Behold, and hear my word. Behold, and give no ear to the devil, but set their affection upon me, and hide my word in their heart, that they sin not against me. Walk with me, and look unto me, saith the Lord. And then I'll fill their hands with the things of heaven. I'll cause their feet to trot upon their enemies, saith the Lord. And I'll fill them with strength and with courage, and behold, and with power, saith the Lord, that they may overcome their enemies, and walk upon their backs, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's just close in prayer this evening. Amen. God wants to. Amen. He's coming back after a victorious church. I said He's coming back after a victorious church. Amen. After a people that are zealous of good works. Amen. Have a zeal for God. Hallelujah. Come on with Brother Joe. Oh, hallelujah. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Thank God.